This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Recent partisan criticism of the time it's taken for the governor's office to get a flood recovery plan in place has been duly noted and is being answered today.
The federally required public comment period ended this past Tuesday, so we're going to submit to HUD the $438 million plan for the first appropriation from Congress.
That happens this morning, says Assistant Chief of Staff Julie Baxter. This afternoon, the Restore Louisiana Task Force meets in Livingston Parish, where
we will get the task force to recommend a budget for the $1.2 billion.
Pat Forbes heads the State Office of Community Development, which will administer the federal flood recovery grants.
By the federal regulations, we have to spend over 80% of these grants in the six most impacted and distressed parishes: Ascension, Lafayette, East Baton Rouge, Tanspahoe, Livingston, and Ouachita.
The first pot of money will be used almost exclusively to help rebuild an estimated 4,000 homes.
The appropriation for the 438 requires 70% of the funds must be used to the benefit of persons of low to moderate income.
Forbes says those eligible in the first round will have to meet stringent income criteria and
they have to not live in a special flood hazard area, not have flood insurance, major and severe damage, and in addition to all those things, they have to be elderly, that's 62 or above, or have a person with disabilities living in the household.
He says they expect to help more flood victims with less restrictive criteria in the second round of funding. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.